Okay, time for some movie-making history. Before Hollywood became the home for motion picture production, film companies had studios in New York City. Then even before that, it was New Jersey that was the home for the very early film productions, even westerns. Come to think of it, today, through the efforts of the New Jersey Film Commission, New Jersey is looking to once again be a major location of film production. That means there'll be a need for people to work on film sets in a variety of roles. My next guest joins us to share how an upcoming training and education program can open up this new opportunity for you via the FRAME program. FRAME stands for Film Readiness and Media Education. She's program coordinator for FRAME through the Aspire Youth Development Organization. Lee Van Newberg, how are you today, Lee?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Well, great to have you here and to talk about what is a really interesting program, which you listen to learn more at aspireyouth.com. Mm-hmm. We have the link at our homepage because, as I said, New Jersey is indeed looking to reestablish its roots as a filmmaking hub. Just recently, the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission made it official to designate 15 towns in New Jersey as what they call film-ready communities. Real fast, they're Edison, Fanwood, Garwood, Hamilton, Hanover, Highland Park, Hightstown, Lambertville, New Brunswick, Newton, Oceanport, Phillipsburg, Randolph, Robbinsville, and Shrewsbury. So that brings to the total of towns now 58 in the state with more to come that are film-ready communities. So, Lee, that really puts the need out there. How is that need for skilled people on movie sets being answered with this program FRAME coming up?
Well, the NJEDA put out some grants, and we were lucky to receive a grant. So we're able to do a fully free 18-week hands-on training program, and it's in partnership with Creative Content On Demand. So they have a ton of experience in the industry, and it's designed for adults in Burlington, Camden, and Gloucester who are just really ready to actually get into the industry. And really, they're going to train in camera, lighting, sound, editing, production, and then also get professional development from real industry professionals and have exposure into all of these great opportunities. We've been having meetings with the unions and with the different production companies, and it's been really exciting.
And when we say filmmaking, too, we always think of the major films, but independent filmmaking, as we've seen with the growing number of independent film festivals here in New Jersey and elsewhere, there are a ton of film projects that are always in the works, whether it's documentary to features to shorts to everything in between, where new talent is, as the number of productions increases, new talent will certainly be in demand, and this will be a great program to help fill that need and give people a whole new idea of a path for their life.
That's great, and it's this chance for New Jersey to actually get their hand into something, like you said, that has really originated here, and it was moved away from us, but there's such a passion in this area for people who love film and love where it's come from and where it's going. So it's so cool to see these kind of programs give, access into places that just haven't seen it before. So we're really, really excited for this full circle moment.
You mentioned, too, Creative Content On Demand is the partner for this project. What is their contribution going to be, and what kind of focus are they going to provide in these training classes and sessions?
Absolutely. They're going to lead the classes every Tuesday and Thursday night, and they've developed this beautiful curriculum, which is just so well-rounded. It really touches base on every different thing from set procedures to set safety, and really they've been, I know that James was out. He's from Curtis. He's with Creative Content On Demand. I'm sorry. And he was out just doing an acting gig this past weekend. He's filmed some major commercials, some documentary and narrative film work. So really, they have such a well-rounded background, and they've developed this excellent curriculum. And then I'm also there to support the students as well. And then I've had screenplays circulate through the industry and some, narrative film and documentary work myself. So they really are coming from a great team of people with excellent backgrounds, and so we're really, really excited to see everything there. But Creative Content On Demand really has put their heart and soul into this project and gotten it off the ground, and we're so excited to get started on these Tuesdays, Thursday nights.
It's important to note, too, that we're talking about film production and movies that come and go. They start, finish, and move on to the next project in another area. But we also have here in New Jersey, Netflix is putting down, let us say, some pretty sizable roots because they're building a huge studio production complex in Monmouth County. So there could be some long-term permanent work for people who come out of this class.
Absolutely. And we were actually discussing with them yesterday. So we have really great partnerships already building to help these students get right into the industry. So that's really what we're looking for, is people who, you know, not just have an interest in film, but they want to start working in the industry.
So we'll leave Van Uberg, who is the part of the Aspire Youth Development Organization, which is presenting the FRAME program, Film Readiness and Media Education. You can learn more, and more importantly, get involved at AspireYouth.com. We have the link at our homepage, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And regarding that, getting involved, time is short. We have to make that point.
Yes.
But as far as getting involved, what's the process?
Yes, so they can go to the website. We extended the application deadline through this weekend, so everyone is still welcome to apply for this coming cohort. And then we have two more additional cohorts coming and hopefully expansion after that. So please still reach out if you're not able to do this first round that runs over the summer. It will end in September. In the fall, we're going to start our second cohort. So you can get in on the next one if you're ready for the next one and join our wait list. And then also just reach out to me, Leah, at AspireYouth.com, and I'm happy to, you know, give you different ways you can get involved with everything going on.
So this FRAME program is not going to be a one and done deal, but assuming that all works and everything and the demand is high, this could be a regular process where, since you have the connection with so many elements of the film community, that this could be an ongoing situation.
That is our hope. We truly hope to expand it down the road as large as we can get it. We would really love to see more counties covered as well. So, you know, the demand has been really promising to this one, and people are really excited about the program. So we're really hoping we can expand it. So, you know, the more that you reach out, let us know that you're interested, the more that we can do. So please do reach out and get involved.
Is that something, too, that you're hearing from other parts of the state, other states where they're trying to do what New Jersey is doing as well? Or are you being watched to see how are they doing, and how can we do what they're doing?
Absolutely. Well, there are actually five funded programs right now from the NJEDA. There is RealWorks as well, and Newark Film Academy, New Jersey Film Academy. Right now, it seems that they're really covering, you know, North and South Jersey. So there's that space in Central Jersey. We still really want to get, you know, people the training that they need. So, you know, again, reach out, tell the NJEDA that you love these programs, and these FilmWorks grants can keep coming, and we can keep training people because, you know, it's really fantastic.
It's always great, too, when we hear about these programs and grant programs that are based upon taxpayer funds for the most part. It's great to hear when they go to something like this, because it really helps us understand, too, the value of our tax dollar. And as far as the Aspire Youth Development Organization, this is just one part of the work that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's youth development workforce training. Right now we're having our trades day, which is to get women in construction. So it's really exciting. If you go to the website, you can see a ton of different trade opportunities that we can help you out with and getting training. But we primarily focus on the youth. But again, our FRAME program is really exciting because that's 18 plus. So that's really anybody can get involved. So at this point, we're really, you know, got our hands in workforce development. It's really exciting.
And for you listening, if you're a member of a town leadership in some way, shape, or form, I mentioned Film Ready Community Program in New Jersey. You can find out more about that at film.nj.gov, about what that designation, gaining it, entails to be a film-ready community, to be added to that list of 58 that I mentioned before, and be a job creator, too, because, as I said, film production happens in all ways and all sizes, and the FRAME program is looking to fill the needs that are continuing to grow in this industry. Find out more at AspireYouth.com, and we've been joined by, from the Aspire Youth Development Organization, Lee Van Uberg. Lee, thanks for cluing us into what is a great program and a great opportunity for people who always thought about some part of the movie industry. And this is a door that hopefully those people will hear open and walk through it quickly and successfully. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. I really am so excited to share it, because this is one of those programs where, you know, you hear film, but this one, they really are. The industry is ready to train us up. And so, you know, I hope New Jersey gets working.